When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Damn, you got a fat ass. But enough about that big old butt of yours. This is comedian Mike Rainey from Porch Fest 2024. And my homeboy Alan Aldridge was gracious enough to let me speak to you for a moment about my new Wicker crime novel. That's right, you heard me. New Wicker crime novel that is guaranteed to be the funniest, most fucked up thing you read all summer. The story revolves around two lovable losers named Fats and Tommy, whose lives revolve around getting fucked up, sucking fat tits, and the 2 months out of the year where they get to work at Halloween Adventure. Unfortunately, on their last day of work, they are erroneously accused of their boss's murder and have to spend the rest of the night running across town trying to fraudulently cash a check, which will give them the funds to get out of Delco or will put them in jail for the rest of their lives. This book has something for everybody. It has murder. It has stolen ATV chases. It has drug abuse. It has schizophrenic maniacs who live behind 7-Eleven smearing shit in the faces of crooked cops. It has obese Arby's managers getting their asses eaten at the end of a long shift. I promise you, if you are a degenerate like I am, you will love this book. That's Delco Dirtball, available now at onperks.com, which is onperks.com. Get ready for Porch Talk.
So you like it on Spotify?
Yeah.
They're going to have to recommend it shit because you're new, and they're like, they're trying to get your fucking algorithm going. That's just how it works.
They're trying to figure out what's going on.
Algorithm sucks.
You've got to just start looking up shit.
That's right.
And liking. The more shit you like.
Yeah, put it on them playlists and shit. No.
Surprisingly, though, it doesn't wind up like Pandora.
Go that way.
I like Pandora. Oh. It had a better algorithm.
There you go. We're getting a little too... comfy here. There we go. All right.
It's my one chance. I blew it.
We could probably hit that just a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Cops kind of out
could.
There. It's all right.
It'll be okay.
It is really can.
Look at we got Shane Gillis with us tonight, everybody.
Woot.
Welcome to
Style hat and everything. Looks good. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and tonight the boys are back in town. I got Big John.
What up?
Brother Webb.
What's up, guys?
And Brother Cobb.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. Shooter McGavin.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
I know a dog that does that.
Yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with Shooter, though.
Yeah.
So we're number two coming.
Yes.
Confirmed. On the way.
You follow him on X?
We got a
Adam Sandler?
No, Shooter McGavin.
Oh. Yes, I do. That's a good follow. Yep, good for golf, if you like that, golf memes a bit. All right, so Danny, I wanted to start the show off. I wouldn't let you tell John outside. I love this story.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, I mean, some of y'all may or may not know, I'm a salesman, and worked for AT&T in sales for quite a long time, and... Also sell stuff online and whatnot, but anyway, I was selling something on a little site called Poshmark, selling just a pair of regular socks or whatever, and I had this the chick kind of like just jump in and ask, hey, it was like, would you take $50? I was like, $50? What? I was like, I had them listed for $6. I was like, they're $6. I mean, you can buy them right now for $6. She's like, no, can you put them on? I was like, what? Oh, okay. I see where this is going. I see what's going on. So anyway.
Do it.
Long story short.
I don't know. You got $50.
She talked me down from 50 to 35. I don't know how that worked, but you know, I guess I'm not that good of a salesman, but.
So you lost money on $15.
I came back anyway. I was like, I literally like took, she's like, what socks do you have on now? And,
falling in love.
And I was like, she's like, can you send me a picture? So I went to, I was at work and I took my shoes off and snapped a picture and shot them over to her. She was like, yeah, I want those. And I was like, okay. She was like, but can you wear them, like, for a couple days?
A couple of days?
Yeah, dang. For a couple of days. So I was like, okay, cool. So I sold my socks. I don't know. John, here's if you want to read out loud what her comment was. Like, that was her, like,
not a bad looking gal.
Thank you so much. They smell so good. What?
Yeah, I have a pretty good smelling feet, apparently. I don't know.
Sold your worn socks?
Yes.
That's borderline, like,
really wear them pictures, for
yes, like,
that's,
seriously. That's awesome. I put them in there, and she was like, and if they smell good enough, I'll buy another pair. And guess what? She bought another pair. So
that was, hell yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was weird. It was the weirdest thing.
Was the wait worth it, Joe?
The wait was worth it.
The wait was worth it. So, anyway, anybody need some money, just put your socks on out.
I got some socks out there, man. I got them for sale.
What a wild way to get into that market. You stepped right into the fetish world and was able to
turn up.
I had no clue. I was like,
was it a pair of socks for $6? Or?
Yeah, it was just a pair. I had a specific pair on there, but then she wanted the ones I actually had on instead of the ones that I had listed. So
she thought you were you.
Yeah. She was asking all kind of crazy questions, too. I was like, all right,
shit,
cool.
I would be like,
well, go for it.
What size shoe you wear?
Yeah, like, I was like, all right. Mm.
Okay.
It was cool. Had a girlfriend at the time. I told her about it. She was like, I don't care. You're making money. I mean,
make that money, boo-boo.
This was before OnlyFans. This was incredible.
This is
cool.
You're a pioneer.
Yeah, I know, man.
Pioneered the market.
Doing it up there, you know?
Fetish socks.
Pre-COVID?
Yeah, it was.
Fetish socks for web.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been legal to send them after COVID.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Anyway,
so how did you ship them? That's my question.
Put them in a jar?
No, just put them in a bag. I put them in a Ziploc bag, and then I put them in another bag. And
so they marinated all the way
to her. Yeah, all the way to her. And then she opened her bag. Ooh. She was all about it, yeah. Yeah, it was weird, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah, you got chicks selling farts on a jar, and you got, you know, bath water and all that kind of stuff. So why can't we sell socks? Water. Come on, now. That's a...
My question is for the man that buys the person that buys the bath water.
I mean, hey.
What are you planning on doing with
it? It's a little...
jerking off to it.
You
gargle, you know.
I don't know. Hell no, I mean, man. That's probably some Italian man in a bathhouse with a pretty girl's picture on it sending you nasty ass man bathwater.
Yeah. You saying you wouldn't do it?
I mean, if somebody wants to buy it, I will take a bath this evening.
You know, the worn underwear thing is strange as well.
That is, you know, that's a whole weird ass market.
You see, after I sold the socks, I kind of got not really interested, but I was kind of
looked around. And
I was like, what's going on? And there were people literally had like pictures of their worn underwear and worn socks. So I was like, I did not know this was a thing on here. I was like,
do you send them for them to wash them or
do they send them back? You know, it's like a laundry service.
They want the skid marks intact.
They want it all. It was wild. I was like, okay.
Can you wear those underwear for about a week and then send them to me? You don't want that. I promise you.
There's somebody out there, buddy.
I was definitely thinking about just posting some worn shit and
man, this has got a hole in it.
Wow,
like, I don't even know. It's like this one
selling it on the internet.
Put it on the description. It's like been worn for 6 weeks. Haven't washed them.
Have you considered reopening the store?
I did see a video of a man that wore what was it like buckskin pants, and he'd only washed them like 3 times, and he'd had them for like 15 fucking years.
Damn. Well, I mean, buckskin, you can't wash that much.
said the smell doesn't escape through the buckskin. I'm like, but God, when you take them off, that funk you have to deal with.
And you putting your clean ass where your dirty
ass
was.
Where your dirty ass has been.
That's right. That's
right in the same holes your dirty ass has been.
Boy, that tank's got to be something fierce.
Hey, somebody out there loves it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's got to feel nice.
I mean, we're not. You know, bashing on anybody that likes that. That's cool.
No, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Man, that's the way you want to do it.
Anyway, you need some more? Comment. $50. Come on, we got this.
He's back on the market.
Yeah.
I have some Van socks on right now with Dragon.
Those go for more. The name brand ones. Mine were just Hanes. So.
Maybe y'all can help us out with this, but
look at that. Hold up. We'll start charging.
Check that out.
Happy socks.
That's Patreon. Not on Patreon. Yet, so.
You got to save that. Yep. Okay. I think we got a winner over here. This could definitely be a $50 pair of
there
socks.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a $50 pair over there, buddy. For
you
sure.
know, talking you down on that one.
35? Okay.
Well, I mean, if you want them.
Does it include shipping?
No, shipping was $8, so that's what I understood. I was like, okay, yeah, shipping's $8, so.
Yeah. So she's you got to take care of people for shipping.
She paid premium for those. So.
You should say I do accept tips.
Yeah, but you can't through that site, so.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Honestly, good. Can't remember where I shipped it.
So there's.
You ought to hit that lady up. She may still be on the market, man.
Probably. I never know.
God, she would be in hog heaven.
I don't think I was the first one either. I was number like 12 or something. I don't know.
That is such a strange DM to open on probably a site like that.
It was weird. I was like, I was very confused. I was like, why are you offering more than what I have posted for? But I was like, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a time to be alive, man. Yeah. The questions that you get sometimes, I've had some weird ones over the years.
I hate people that don't read the description. It's literally in the damn title, and you still are bitching about something that I told you about in the title. You know. Anyway,
people don't read. Yeah, they don't. They don't.
We learned that from the pandemic. Nobody reads. Put a sign on the door, they don't give a shit.
Just read the headlines.
That's right. Not even the headlines at the time. I don't even know what's damn story.
Read them headlines. That's how you.
Yeah, people come into AT&T, be like, "Is this ceasefire?"
Well,
what does it say on the front?
Speaking of headlines, I mean, just back to the Olympics is the chick from Algeria. Turns out, man, that's
a chick.
It is a chick. She's a rare bird. She was born with an XY chromosome.
Born with them cheat codes.
She they're out there.
Up, down, down, left, left, right, right.
She's a legitimate.
Yeah. She's female. I mean, she's got a vagina downstairs. It's just she has the XY chromosome. Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
She got them cheat codes.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And I still see people like sharing a whole lot of like stupid information about that. And it's like it's rare, but it happens.
Well, that's my thing.
And Algeria doesn't even allow it. Like, you can't be gay or trans over there. Like, why would they send someone to represent them if they don't even allow it? Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Is it...
I don't know. I think it's, like, completely, like, blown out of proportion.
I mean, like, if you was a regular woman and you'd like, she got them cheat codes, I gotta fire her?
I mean, you can't do it. She's...
I mean, that's just luck of the draw.
That's how it goes.
It's like natural steroids.
Yeah.
She's been taking testosterone her whole life.
Did she fight the other cheat code chick?
No.
Wasn't there another chick that had to...
Roll that out there. It's a pay-per-view. It's on Netflix coming up. I'm just kidding. I was serious.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Looked at me like I booked it and shit. No.
You got any more information you'd like to relay?
Sure knowing a lot about it.
You seem like you're following the event closely.
Yeah. Hey, that could be a thing, though. If it is, hit me up. $50.
Love his background.
Most historic picture there ever. Did you say the alien Romulus or whatever?
Romulus?
I've seen the preview.
The promotion they're doing in life. I like this when movies do the like real life advertisement.
Yeah, like Smile, they did a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And
like baseball games.
Strangers did a pretty good one too.
The Strangers did the ring.
Footage. Yeah.
Well, aliens got the face huggers attacking people in sidewalks and streets.
I've seen that. Yeah. That's fucking wild.
That's cool. It's like if you're gonna do publicity, do it right, you know.
Yeah. I never seen an alien movie.
Never seen any alien movies? Wow.
I fell asleep watching the one from '76 recently.
Last one I remember was the one that had what's his name? The dude from one of the sticky bandits from the wet bandits from Home Alone. What was his name?
David Stern?
Bushwhacker. Maybe that's his name.
The tall guy?
Yeah. I think he was in one of them.
The narrator from Wonder Years?
Probably. I don't know.
You don't know. You'd never watch Wonder Years?
Yeah, I watched him, but he was a narrator. He wasn't on screens. I
don't know. You know his voice.
Got it.
True, but...
Well, he didn't have a whole lot of speaking parts.
He wasn't like Samuel Jackson or nothing, or you know him. or Billy Corgan, you know his voice. or Gilbert Godfrey, you know, that kind of thing. But you know,
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. Yeah,
Bobcat.
Yeah, Bobcat. Mm-hmm. What the hell now? All right. Anyway,
Beetlejuice. Yeah,
so that was the last one I remember.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, we got about a month or so.
Yeah.
What are y'all thinking about that?
I don't know, man. I hope.
I'm ready for it. I'm going to watch it regardless. I don't give a shit if it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I don't care if it's dog water. I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it, yeah.
It's got my girl in it, so.
I'm a fan of Michael Keaton. I'm glad they're bringing it back.
Yeah, I'm very happy that Michael. I mean, there's nobody else that could be Beetlejuice. That, yeah.
Especially since he was the Beetlejuice originally. There'd be a lot of millennials that'd be pissed
off. Yeah, I'd be like.
Like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, like, why would you bring...
Like, have Baflack playing like, Beetlejuice.
Be like, it'd be like remaking The Crow and bringing somebody else. But, oh, wait.
They're doing that.
That's
pretty...
Trying to do it.
Yeah. Well, even though you can't bring the original back, I get that, but still. You know.
I mean, CGI, maybe.
They did half their dad. Yeah, I mean, half those. That was old school CGI there, so... Half the movie with that, but... Yeah.
Just don't make him a SoundCloud rapper. It would have been cool. All
right, well, while we're here, y'all both went to go see Nick Cage, Long Legs, right?
Yeah, I did that last time.
Yeah, you weren't here. You missed that.
Yeah, you were out running with the gingers.
All right, but we got another one coming up, Cuckoo.
Cuckoo!
We'll be.
And you said that the people that you trust online said that Trap was a disappointer.
Yeah.
I fell off a cliff. I feel like that was the way it was going to be. Just watching the preview.
It's him, not Shyamalan, man.
It's, every one of them. Unless it's like he's got either some,
Chef's Kiss or hot dog water.
That what was the one with what's his name? That guy. You know the guy.
Yeah,
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. When they're just walking through that field the whole
happening.
Time.
The Happening. Yeah.
Like that one.
The
was
Crappening.
Stupid. Yeah, I didn't like that.
I like The Happening.
What was the one where
the trees were killing people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the one when they're on the island that makes you age quick?
Old.
Yeah. Old.
Yeah. I didn't watch that because I didn't think that was hard.
That was wacky.
I liked it.
That is alright.
I didn't watch it. I came across it many times. I was like, no. I don't like old people.
Alright, we'll be right back. Yeah. God dog.
Yeah. What about The Visit?
The Visit? Can't remember that.
I don't remember that one.
Where a mom, single mom, has two kids, a little boy, a little girl. She got something that comes up where she needs to take them to the grandparents. She drops them off, don't really meet the grandparents, and their grandparents are weird. And come to find out, well, I don't want
to. It's
been out. I mean, it's been out.
It wasn't her grandparents. It was some escaped mental people.
Okay.
Mental patients.
So that's super cool.
I like it.
Interesting. Okay.
What's I like The Village. People hated The Village.
I like The Village. Yeah. Thank you. The Village was good. Did he do The Lady in the Water?
Yeah, he did The Lady in the Water.
That one, I didn't really get understand that one too well.
That's a very forgettable one.
Yeah. Didn't really make a lot of sense.
I don't remember it.
Hit or miss sometimes, you know. He's got it. Like
he's got his gold mine, and then he's got the whole.
He's got his signs.
Yeah.
He's got his sixth sense.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's got his daughter making movies now. The Watchers.
Yep. True.
He's got his daughter starring in Trap as the lead singer of the concert they're at, which they say shows too much of her performance.
It's like, well, she's getting her out there.
Hey man, can we get back to what this movie's about and not watching her sing?
Mm-hmm. She's also a soundtrack.
It's also her start in the music industry.
Where's she getting? You know, gotta start somewhere. Let's get that foot in there. That's how it goes. But yeah.
So, Cuckoo's been on the list, though, for a while. Something to be excited about. Goodyear for Horror. Is that the next big thing?
I don't know the next big thing. It's going to be a good movie, it seems like. You know, even the previews are very intriguing. One of the previews, anyway, it kind of had like a three-legged lady road vibe to me.
Okay.
It really did, so.
It's got his girl in it. Hunter.
It's not a girl.
What?
Not a girl, is it?
Yeah. Or...
Is it? Remember that? What's the definition?
Remember we got into that last week. What is the definition?
I can't say that on television.
On television.
But he can.
That's cuckoo.
Yeah, there we go. We're going to get there.
I'm still anticipating Twisters, man. I still haven't watched it.
Worth a reel. Honestly, the first one's better, but you know who? I mean, you got to remember the first one.
Bill Paxton.
I mean, shit, you can't believe. I mean,
greatest
that,
actor.
It was the movie that got everybody into country music and Dodge trucks.
Dodge trucks, man.
I wanted a fucking Dodge truck so bad after watching that movie. I was like, damn, somebody just went through a barn.
Walker Texas Ranger in that movie got me into Dodge trucks.
The Red Clay Strays have a song on that soundtrack for that film.
Yeah.
Speaking of country music, to bring it full circle. Shout out to the boys.
You know what that movie makes me want? Steak and eggs.
Oh, yeah.
How about them apples, man?
That's right.
Do y'all remember when they go to her aunt's house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they make her cook at like midnight, and she cooks some steak and some eggs. Boy, them look good.
They look good, man. It was some good looking steaks.
I was going to say, Cal, you were very close, so...
Oh, that chick's hot.
We got cows.
Oh, lost boy girl.
She was hot back in that day.
Jamie Gertz.
All day. Yep.
Jamie Gertz. It's like the owner of the Atlanta Hawks now.
That Gertz.
Really? Weird.
Huh.
No regrets.
The more you know.
Bill Paxton, man. R.I.P.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, didn't he pass away?
He was the man.
Do you remember him in True Lies?
Yeah. He had the vet get some wet.
Yeah. This guy, knows what's up.
That's right.
Remember they like holding him upside down, making him tap out? I got a little dick, man. Sorry.
Then he pisses himself. Yeah. Even better. So, yeah. True Lies was a good movie.
It was good.
Hey, that was Jamie Lee Curtis's like top right there. She was. She was doing the pole dance. I was like, what? This is Jamie Lee Curtis?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, all right. Apples. And then she had some Activia.
That's before internet. That was puberty days.
Yeah, that was back in the day. That was a good one, though. Good plug on some True Lies there.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much is burnt into your mind about that one.
That's what happens.
James Cameron, man.
Yeah.
Before he was James Cameron.
Yeah, before he went all.
before Titanic. Before Avatars.
Yeah. Before he went all. Everywhere. With it.
Sorry. Remember Arnold on the horse? Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Have you ever seen True Lies, Alan?
California.
I need to check it out.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it. It's been a long time.
You gotta realize he's like 10 years younger than us, and True Lies is pretty old, dude.
That was
before internet porn. That's
probably why I didn't see it. Like most of those movies.
That was me and Webb's jerking off materials.
Well, Jamie Lee.
My dad was pretty quick to be sharing those kind of films.
I remember those days, man, going to Alan's house, Jerome recorded. And Al watching something from 1991 that was cheesy as all get out.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. Let me see that remote. I'll find y'all something. Flip it over like Prisoners.
I don't know, dude.
Dude, have you ever watched Prisoners? Oh my God.
No, I can't say that I have.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's corny.
No, it ain't. It ain't corny.
Oh, I thought you was talking about one of those like 90s like was it the Action Jackson? He loved those damn things, dude.
You remember, I recorded Prisoners.
You know, like the type I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Prisoners, you remember Hugh Jackman? Yeah, put the Bud Light, man. The boycott is over with.
That's right.
That dude done fell off the map anyway, little bitch. Oh, Dylan!
People acting like it's just going to make you suck dick and actually like it.
Shit, why not? They're paying more than $50, though.
The boycott shit's stupid anyway. All you do is hurt regular people.
It's true.
Yeah.
Everything's owned by BlackRock.
True.
Yeah,
you boycott it gets propped up by some other...
That's right. There
product. Oh, look at, we're showing Anheuser-Busch.
I'm going to buy this other product that they own.
Yeah.
have y'all been, like... It's happening everywhere. I just noticed that the old Regions here on this side of town was torn down. It looks like they're going to build another one. Like
something.
They're updating all the banks, like completely tearing them down and rebuilding them up. And just long hauling, just thinking about what could possibly become of that. It's like, it just seems like it's really just setting itself up for whatever the...
Yeah, I mean, money's becoming less and people. Less more valuable every day.
Yeah. This, the whole thing is strange, man.
Well, that's what it is. Dude, I know. I've watched some Doom videos about a huge economic crash.
Okay.
And it seems like more and more that it's leaning towards that way.
Oh yeah. Well, we're we're at the top looking down.
Yeah, we're. I don't know what you're talking about. The U.S. dollar is like rolling over on its back.
Oh yeah.
Gotta get some of them bricks.
Yeah. Start. We got to switch over to Wampum. Come on, man.
I got to
get some Allen's Bitcoin.
I was going to say, I think there's people a lot of wanting to switch to crypto.
Yeah. I got a Bitcoin
miner I'm going to have on the show soon.
Oh, sweet.
That's cool.
And like,
I wouldn't mind mining Bitcoin.
He was here in Columbus this whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He got in the game earlier. He said he...
Room full of them.
I don't want to spoil too much, but like he was like a bar back, or he was bartending one night, and he overheard like these... investing guys talking about how they were leaving Wall Street to get into the crypto market.
Yeah.
And he just overheard them and started doing research and figured out how to mine it.
About 7-8 years ago, probably. Yeah. Or 6 or 7 years
ago. I remember when you bought drugs with Bitcoin, so.
Way to bring it back.
Silk Road.
Yeah.
Yep. Give me some of that Silk Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when they were going for like $3 a piece for a whole fucking coin.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have bought in then.
Yeah.
If you would have bought in then, man, you'd have a fucking mint.
You'd be like Forrest Gump.
Well, I did buy in then. I just used it. I just used it up.
You bought into this.
I invested in this company named called Apple.
This fruit company.
Yeah. The nice man down at the bank said I'm worth about $1.2
billion. And then Jenny comes back.
I was listening to a movie review podcast, and it was covering Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about money? They make a big deal about a $5 milkshake in it. $5 milkshake?
Yeah, at that time,
I got to taste that.
Yeah, that was, that had to be.
Yeah, back then, a $5 milkshake would be a $20 milkshake.
I'm just saying, that's how.
It had damn caviar and shit in it.
we were talking about it earlier, man. Just
made a trust.
Like, with your fast food joints now, it is. Oh, yeah.
And McDonald's forever.
You're going to burn a $15 bill.
You're better off going to the mom and pop and sitting down and having a bite.
Yeah, go sit down and spend your $15. Don't go through a damn drive through.
Yeah.
And get that garbage ass food for $15.
I only hit the value menu.
That's it. If they got a value menu, it still exists.
They got them, dude.
I know most of them.
But there ain't much of shit on there.
Get that spicy McChicken, bro.
It still is $3.
Get some of them. Poison fries.
I used to be able to get a McChicken fried drink.
I do love them. Ants won't even eat them, but I love them.
Ants won't eat them.
I don't think
they won't.
An ant won't touch a McDonald's fry.
Man,
they're so good.
Do y'all remember the Burger King ad to where Burger King let they cooked a burger and just let it sit, and that was the advertisement? It was because it was their knock against McDonald's. It's like our food actually
rots.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you can have a French fries from a year ago.
They'll look the exact same. Like they won't taste the same, but they'll look exactly the same.
Because Yoga Man.
I mean, you might sprinkle a little water on them and nuke them, and they might.
Yeah, this shit's
lining back up.
Woo! Yeah,
Sup, McDonald's?
That's what happens.
Love to see you.
I saw that they were going to bring an even bigger burger out, so...
Bigger? I mean, something...
It's going to be...
Something regular size?
$25 at McDonald's.
Son of a...
Yeah. Mm-mm. I've heard, like, in some places to where, like, Wendy's is... getting a digital menu for the drive-thru.
A lot of places.
Oh, yeah, a lot of places.
And that's just so the they can change the prices on dime.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of places are going that direction, getting there. That's, again, where the value of the dollar is going down. That's what happens.
I'm going to get that Neuralink where I just think about it, and it does it for
it's
me.
It's like, oh, I'm full.
Well, that'd be something.
One of these days, we'll be taking our food and pills.
Are we going Back to the Future style? Putting the damn little pizza in there and the big one comes out?
Yeah. The rehydrator or whatever.
Hydro food or whatever. Yeah. That's.
You know, we're supposed to have that now.
I know. I remember going to the theater to watch Back to the Future 2. I'm like, man, that's what it's going to be like in like 2022.
No. I hope I live to see.
Then we had fucking masks.
Yeah, we wore masks.
Yeah, we did that instead. Like, screw a damn... flying car and
the whole fucking
hoverboards and shit. Now, we had a hoverboard, but it wasn't
floating. Yeah,
what we
air.
Thought it was going to be.
It was rolling around, uncontrollable.
Yeah, it was just like
there's no way to control this fucking thing.
We got flying cars, we just don't have the roads.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you what, it is pretty dope though. I wish Columbus had it, especially downtown. Those little bird scooters.
Fuck, man! I used to love getting on them things in Memphis.
That's Segways.
Fun to do.
Yeah.
I watch my ex-wife like eat be it. Driving and just fucking just eat it. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yep, like, all right. We'll see you. See you the next stop.
Nah, I wound up having to take both those birds back to where they went.
It's like, hey, you're not getting a deposit back on this one. Sorry.
Yeah, I had to ride them both up. It was terrible.
Yeah, so that is one thing that's kind of futuristic to me is like you go to a bigger city. I mean, Starkville's got them, but it is.
They've got like 10.
It's a great
one. Columbus rented them there for a little while. I remember back in the day, the police had them. They were riding downtown, and I was like, what the hell?
What is this shit?
I was like, okay, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Easy. But anyway.
Get the golf cart revolution going. Everybody gets
around. I'd be all on that. Me a golf car or side by side or something, just go down the road.
We'll take it back to the horse and wagon.
Hey,
I'm not mad about it. I would much rather buy grass than buy fucking gas.
I got shitloads of grass right back there.
That's the thing, man.
I mean, you buy grass already as it is, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna buy grass anyway.
Where are you at, Brother Kyle?
When's the last time I hated on Green Day?
Okay, yeah, it's been a while.
A few episodes, yeah. Where you at?
Give me something.
Billy Joel Armstrong. Go fuck yourself.
He back on here? Oh,
wow. He's one of these people that's like, if Trump wins, I'm moving.
Well, fucking go, buddy.
We'll see
you. I don't care if you like Trump or not. Just, this, like... I'm going to sway people just because I'm a big shot.
I'm important.
Look, yeah, I'm important. Y'all don't want me to move, do you?
Y'all don't want me to leave.
Hey, you know, go buy 3 bags of groceries for $85.
Yeah.
But, you know, I may move.
I may move.
Still have concerts here.
To where groceries are cheaper.
But I may live somewhere else.
Okay.
I wouldn't pay $10.
Like, dude, you could die for all I care.
It's like I'm not paying my taxes here.
Whoa. Like, you have a heart attack and just croak up. Like, I don't care.
Whoa.
He said.
Not a wishing.
No, man. Not a wishing. Like, this is how, like, he could be gone tomorrow. I will still go to my day to day.
Yeah, it wouldn't change my life at all if Billy Joel Armstrong died tomorrow.
I mean, not a big fan.
I would wear my Green Day shirt.
I think I'd pull out the Dickie shirt and wear it.
I mean, come on now. But, you know.
Overrated.
Dookie was their best album.
It definitely
was good.
I mean, and when did it come out? Like 94?
96?
Insomniac. 95.
No, I liked Insomniac too.
And Nimrod was pretty good too. So
Nimrod was when they started gaying up.
That's when
up.
They started going crazy. But, you know.
Let's see how old this
how did you find it?
Gaying up.
Gaying up.
Started gaying up a little bit there.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm 58 wearing guy liner.
Hey.
Yeah, in a pencil thin black tie.
See how old
you don't
this want to
be an American
really
idiot,
is.
Do you?
I don't want to be an American idiot.
Wake him up when September ends.
Billy, huh? Joel.
All right.
I'm going to say he's at least 52. That's
different Billy Joel.
It is. It didn't do the one I wanted.
There's Elton John.
He's okay. 106.
That one's, yeah. That dude, 52, he's still wearing guy liner.
Yeah. He's feeling, right. Feeling his roots, man.
Well, fucking Anthony Kiedis has got a 19-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, way to go. Good for
him. Every time they come out with a supposedly Epstein Island list, his name's always on there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who else better?
My favorite band, though.
There you go.
Hey, he can move.
Yeah.
You know why? I don't care. We not hanging out. He can be my neighbor. Ain't hanging out.
Still haven't got the tattoo yet.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
You ain't got no tattoos either, do you?
I do.
You do?
Okay. I got one on my back.
Look, Cobb's like the rare breed out there. Ain't got no tattoos.
One white male.
If I could go back, I probably wouldn't have.
Put him in a freak show. Shit.
I think if I could go back, I would have more.
Yeah. If I just felt like...
Is that pretty common?
Blunt, what, oh, yeah.
Is that on the property?
No, it's on the road. It sounds like it's on the road.
There's a whole ass road out there.
I hear it all the time.
U.S. Highway.
Yeah, we on the highway. I'm a noisemaker when I sleep. Anyway.
Oh.
Route 66.
Couldn't hear. We had some loud shit going on beside us.
U.S. Highway moped. 182.
Right. But anyway.
I was thinking, I think my truck's something like...
No, I know. It sounds like people were riding four-wheelers in my pasture back there.
Hell, the front door, the back door. It's unlocked.
What would y'all do if we heard a knock right now?
Well, me and Kyle were hearing a damn doorbell. I was like, what the fuck? We like both looked at each other like,
11. It was like 11.
11 o'clock 11 damn doorbell p.m. rings. We were like, what the fuck?
Did y'all DoorDash?
No. It was a dude I hadn't seen in like 9 years.
Did you show up?
Showed up?
Yeah.
Well, I'd be like, bro, you gotta go, dude.
It was cool. I was like, oh, yeah. But anyway, it was wild.
Pretty fucking nuts.
Yeah, that is wild.
Dude. Yeah.
No doorbell at all.
It's worse than the gut. Is Tamara home?
Hey, sure. Sure. Hey, some people that really care about Billy Joel Armstrong.
I don't want him to die.
I'm just saying he could be gone tomorrow. It won't change. Like, if Clint Eastwood died,
that's kind of
it. Kind of do something for me,
but.
And which is, he's like 92.
Yeah, he's on the way out.
This is a
every time he comes out with a movie, I'm like,
thank you.
We've got a little bit more.
Yeah.
Does he have any kids?
Dude, he had a kid when he was 75.
Yeah, he's got plenty of kids.
Damn.
He's got his seeds on out there.
He's got a son that's in movies now.
Yep.
Yeah, I do remember that.
His son was in Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Just a little, like, 5 minutes. But what else is his son in there? His son's end up getting up here. His name's Scott Eastwood. Let's look him up.
Good question.
Little Scotty.
Yeah.
Good question. He was on Rogan one time.
How about them apples?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. True Kill Tony fan right here. Been watching him since 97.
Yeah.
See, I think that... Shane Gillis, Adam Roy.
It's only been 11 years since they started.
Biden, Trump.
Yeah, that was the best episode so far.
I think that boosted them up a lot.
That one.
Oh, yeah.
That one hit hard.
That was.
It's still in my recommended list.
Oh, yeah.
And I've already watched it.
Yeah. I probably watched it 2 or 3 times, dude.
Great one.
Scott Eastwood. He's in Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's the one.
No, Shane Gillis is Trump's, like, perfect.
It's
his doppelganger.
I mean, like, him just sitting there.
Just the look on his face.
Yeah, just kind of...
reacting to whatever.
Yeah. This dude's in a... Scott Eastwood's in a bunch of Fast and Furious movies.
No.
Okay, he's got a career.
Oh, shit.
He's doing it. He's going to be... for work for years.
He got on a good fucking franchise.
That is that's my favorite new portion of the show. It's the Scott Eastwood corner.
Here we go. What's he in this week?
We'll be back.
What's he into? Let's look.
All right. If to move on to our next section, giving out the flowers.
Man, I forgot who I was going to give my flowers to.
I don't know who
you're
going to give the flowers to.
Let me find it. Nope. Y'all go ahead.
Nope. Well, if you are a Billy Joe fan, though, okay. He is on a tour with Smashing Pumpkins right now, so that's.
And you gave a shout out to Billy Corgan.
There we go. Had to bring it around full circle.
Oh,
I'm not a fan of either one of those bands.
Oh, my flowers. I got it. I liked it on X.
Okay.
Novak Djokovic.
The tennis player?
The tennis player.
Yeah.
This dude does not bend the knee. He's vaccinated?
No.
No. I just won't play. I'm not getting it. You'll love him. This dude said, is aware of the satanic woke agenda of the Paris Olympics committee and shows the world what side he is on live television. Holds up his cross chain.
He don't care. All right. He and said, I got balls.
I'd give him my flowers to the dude with the gun. You ever seen the shooting?
The Turkish guy?
Let's be careful with that. Which, okay.
I mean, everybody was all like aiming and using scopes and shit. He just,
hand in his
pocket.
So many cool pictures came from that.
Oh yeah, that was the best meme.
They all looked like they were like hitmen.
Yeah, he was like, I got this. Pow.
Oh, what's this?
The silver medal. Okay, pow.
Make it go.
Looks like I got an extra bouquet of flowers back here.
Oh, look at that!
A double dose.
Let's go ahead and give some flowers to Akon.
Oh, the Predator? The pedophile hunter? He was singing Locked Up?
Yeah.
You mean...
That sounds nice.
Play a little bit of that.
You mean Convict?
Or here, just...
Hey, can... Keep playing too much.
That's enough.
Yeah.
You know these Predators, child molested sting operations.
That is my algorithm right now, and it's wonderful. All I see.
Oh, dude, that's my favorite show forever.
Mm-hmm.
The dude, they got set up. So Akon comes out. The dude's got a big old speaker, you know, Bluetooth. And Akon's singing, you going to be locked up. They ain't going to let you out. That's why the guy gets arrested on what looks like a golf course.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I like that. Thanks, Akon.
Doing it up.
Akon right. Got himself some fireworks.
Convict.
You got anything that happened that you was just amazed with?
Not really, man. Fucking suck week in my realms.
Fair enough.
It was a pretty weak week, so
a
to
weak
speak.
Week.
Oh, man. I got
people still
everywhere.
Still hung up on the week before.
Yeah.
Way she goes from time to time. Anything else to do before we start closing out? Anything anybody would like to plug?
Speaking of Kill Tony, about the me and Webb, after the last episode, me and Webb always chills out. We real friends.
we'll just go to bed.
We watched the Kill Tony in a... What about Hot Wheelchair Girl?
Oh, I know that one. There's
Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels over there. Wheels. Yeah,
I ain't
wheels.
Caught that one yet.
You ain't?
I mean, she...
Fiona.
Yeah.
Chumley?
Something like that.
Sounds about right.
We started following her ex.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like Emma Stone, kind of.
Huh.
So to speak.
If you had to cast her in a movie, it's going to be Emma Stone. Well,
no,
golly.
No, because she can't talk, so.
Just out of curiosity, the DMs are open? Is that what you...
Like maybe.
You going to write her?
He's like, hey, girl.
Oh, I was about to say.
I mean, she was looking for somebody to, you know, fuck her out of the wheelchair, so, you know.
Yeah. See, that was one of her jokes.
Ah.
It's like, you know. When I get done with you, girl, you're going to need a wheelchair. She's like, I'm looking for the guy who's
going to get me out of the wheelchair.
Oh, shit. That's a good one.
It is a good one. She was very
she
good.
She was one of those.
She was very good.
Minute.
Wait. That was the episode Roseanne stopped by on.
It was, yep.
And Roseanne came out after?
Yep.
Yeah, she was good.
That is one.
Dude, I checked out the Ric Flair episode he walks out of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just too drunk.
He wasn't drunk. He's just sensitive like that. He cries on every damn... Yeah. Podcast,
you know,
he went drunk
like,
at all.
I figured he was hammered, man. Just like how he was. I know he's older, but like,
the dude's super sensitive.
That's what happens.
It just seemed like he had started drinking that day at like noon because the way he was dragging his damn stories out.
Hell, he wasn't hardly talking the one I watched.
I don't know.
He's sitting there looking at his phone. They thought he was asleep.
He would stop in for like 3 to 5 minute rants and then check out. He threatened to leave like 2 or 3 times before he did.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's a big thing now is walking out on a podcast.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
When...
Come on, Howie Mandel.
That's Dana White. That was staged.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, just to bring a little drama in there.
Bring some shit out and make it happen.
Some grapes. You got some grapes over there?
Oh, yeah, he stole the grapes.
I don't blame him.
Good bowl of cereal.
I should have brought them out on the vine. Could have just nibbled them off.
Yeah. Maybe I can have a half-eaten one. I could send a sock girl.
Oh, you never know.
How about them apples?
I got these half-eaten grapes, $5 a piece.
April 10th through 12th, 2025, Porch Fest. Releasing,
damn, we done booked this.
Releasing the lineup in probably around September or October.
When did you get Fiona?
Just gonna, we'll see.
Popping them DMs, come on.
Yeah, really excited about the comedy books. Really excited about the music. Make plans, come hang out.
Listen, Nashville.
Anything else y'all would like to plug or talk about before we go?
Think I'm good.
Twist the dick.
Twist the dick. Let's do it.
Twist it. Twist the badge.
Peace.
Jape the hoe.
Ooh.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.